Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan from Uliner. Coming up later in the show, what an economist and a business owner in mid-Missouri have to say about President Barack Obama's goal of increasing the national minimum wage to $9 an hour. But first, 911 dispatch centers are facing new challenges to answer calls quickly. This story's happening all over the country. Calls to dispatch centers have skyrocketed now that cell phone usage is common. And in Boone County, it's no different. Here, the time it takes to answer a call is falling short of national goals. The same amount of staff and the same technologies being called on for rescue operations in a vastly different world. KBIA's Meredith Turk tells us that's why Boone County leaders are asking voters to approve a sales tax in April to pay for upgrades to the 911 facilities and staffing.
If you call 911, how long would you expect for someone to pick up the phone?
Hopefully immediately. Like a few dials, like what, two?
Several seconds.
The national goal for emergency call times is to answer 95% of calls within 15 seconds. But the reality in Boone County is a little different than you might expect. 85% of calls are answered within 15 seconds, but it can sometimes take more than a minute for someone to answer. And there have been times when it takes up to five.
Calling 911 is more complicated than simply making a call to your friend.
That's Boone County's presiding commissioner, Dan Adwell. He's calling for change in the 911 dispatch center, also known as Joint Communications. The Joint Communications Center in downtown Columbia handles calls from 13 user agencies, like fire and police. With the increase of cell phones, everyone has become a walking 911 call.
It's a good thing in some ways, but it's a bad thing in other ways because an incident can overwhelm us very quickly with one call taker.
That's Joe Piper, the acting operations manager of Joint Communications, where all the county 911 calls go. He has been asking for change for several years now, and people like Commissioner Atwell and the Boone County Sheriff are answering that call. They are asking voters to approve a sales tax in April. It would support a new facility, personnel, technology, and training.
I mean, I know there's a need. There's legitimately a need. If you spend time and you sit down and you visit, you will see clearly, you know, there's a need.
In the dispatch room and in the halls of Joint Communications, anyone can see this place needs updates. Hallways are filled with record storage, which were once a fire hazard. Old computer equipment blocks doors. Radio equipment is broken and too old to replace. The main conference and training room is also Piper's office. The layout is also inefficient for the emergency communication work they need to do.
Some days you feel like that. You're like, this is so inefficient. I'm running all over the place.
Aside from the maze of offices, staffing is a huge issue for Joint Communications.
I see sometimes our call takers, oftentimes I actually see that our call takers will rush a call because they have other pending 911 calls ringing.
There is currently one staffed position to answer all calls that come into the center. When that person is busy, the call falls onto other dispatchers who have other jobs. So they end up doing two or even three jobs at once.
It's freezing.
Piper leads the way to the Emergency Operations Center, the EOC, where all the county officials are supposed to meet in the event of a big disaster. Without enough office space, Piper has two employees in the EOC who go back and forth many times a day. This important disaster meeting place has only one conference table and a dozen seats. One might wonder why these problems are only being tackled now.
The people who operate the Joint Communications Office are very good about patching things together and keeping it going. And while they've been struggling for a long, long time, it hasn't been apparent to the users of the service.
911, what's the address of your emergency?
Missouri is the only state in the country that does not tax cell phone calls in order to fund their emergency needs. And the cost to taxpayers is significant if the proposal passes in April. Currently, the center is funded annually by close to $2.5 million. And the sales tax would help pay for an operating cost of around $6 million and a capital cost of around $20 million. Currently, the tax proposal has no expiration date. Meredith Turk, KBIA News.
The minimum wage in Missouri increased 10 cents to $7.35 to start the new year. In the State of the Union address last week, President Barack Obama said he wants to raise the minimum wage to $9 an hour. KBIA's Tony Nochum looks at what that could mean for local businesses.
If somebody hasn't already helped you, I'll get you, all right?
McAllister's Deli is a small business off of Grindstone Parkway in Columbia. General Manager Matt McAllister has been serving customers sandwiches and spuds since December 2007.
Can I have a half of a bacon spud?
Sure.
In Obama's State of the Union speech, the president talked about minimum wage, which would affect thousands of small businesses like McAllister's nationwide.
Today, a full-time worker making the minimum wage earns $14,500 a year, even with the tax relief we put in place. A family with two kids that earns the minimum wage still lives below the poverty line. That's wrong.
McAllister wants no part of Obama's plan.
What's going to happen if he raises the minimum wage to $9 an hour? I'm not going to be able to keep my people as long because I have to pay them more. They actually will be working less and maybe probably earning less. I have to raise all the prices on my board by a lot if I'm paying everybody $9 an hour by a lot.
McAllister also wonders if every American worker deserves $9 an hour.
If I want to pay somebody $9 an hour, and I do pay some people $9 an hour, they need to be worth $9 an hour, not just have to pay everybody $9 an hour, and then have to pay the people who are actually worth something, what, $11 an hour now, to make it so they actually get more than the people who are just, you know, so-so.
On the flip side, Brenda Proctor says if she was in the president's shoes, she'd go higher than $9 an hour. Proctor is a personal financial planning associate professor at MU and has been working with low-income families for almost two decades. She says having more secure workers helps businesses down the road.
If you're paying everyone minimum wage and you have a lot of labor turnover, you're also retraining all the time. And so there are employers that think it's better to pay people a livable wage and invest in their training and keep them economically secure because they have better workers over the long term.
She says raising the minimum wage to $9 an hour across all 50 states provides equality in a country wanting to bridge the gap between the poor and rich.
I've actually had a couple of small business people that I know tell me is that they really wish that they could pay a higher wage and they actually favor an increase in the minimum wage because if that happens, they're able to do that and they're still able to compete with other businesses because they've had to do the same thing. And so I think what businesses are looking for is a level playing field.
For Obama's proposal to become law, it would need to be passed by Congress. Tony Nochum, KBIA News.
That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.